Well, a Sydney bride's list of wedding rules and regulations has been shared on Reddit's wedding shaming thread, and it is an absolute doozy.
Oh, dear.
Guests at this wedding must adhere to 10 strict rules if they are to stay in the bride's good books.
Who even writes that?
Oh, dear.
Bridezilla.
Okay, here's the rules, all right? Now, this was sent to every person that has been invited to the wedding. Please arrive 15 to 30 minutes early. Rule two, please do not wear white, cream or ivory. Rule three, please do not wear anything other than a basic bob or a ponytail. Please do not have a full face of makeup.
Oh, God.
Do not record during the ceremony. Do not check in on Facebook until instructed that it is okay. Use only dit-dit when posting all pictures. Do not talk to the bride at all in capital letters. Everyone will toast when ready. No acceptances. And 10, lastly, you must come with a gift valued at $75 or more.
What?
If you want to be admitted.
No.
That's the 10 rules. If you have any questions at all that need clarifications, please call me directly. Thank you. And the bride's name has been deleted. I'd love to reply to that one.
I wonder if she is like that in like all day, everyday
You'd
life.
You'd have to be, wouldn't you?
Then why would you be friends with somebody like that?
Hey, why would you be marrying her? What is the bloke? Is there something wrong with him?
I mean, what
sort of man wants that?
Some of those rules, I think, are a bit common. Like a lot of people these days ask you not to film anything during the wedding and stuff like that. But come on. What about the hair? Oh, a bob or a ponytail. Gross.
Bob or a ponytail. And not a full face of makeup. I don't know. A woman alive that doesn't like to do herself up to go to a wedding.
Well, I would almost be like completely the other way. I want people to look just as beautiful at my wedding as me. Like you want your wedding to be amazing, not just everybody be dog ugly so you look amazing. She must be gross.
Must have a head on her like a robber's dog, I reckon.
Do you know what I mean? Like, come on.
Oh, mate, honestly, listen, if you are that groom and you're listening from Tassie, he's probably hiding down here somewhere after reading the rules.
Stay here.
Jeez, mate, stay here. Don't go back, whatever you do. I'd nearly pay $75 not to go to that wedding.